In Tuesday's hearing, attorneys for the city of Sitka made a motion for dismissal of the group Sitkans for Responsible Government, or SRG, saying it's not an organized group. Representatives of SRG filed the original request for a preliminary injunction against the city. Sitkan Jeff Farver says dismissal of the name SRG means they would simply move forward as private citizens.
That's the way I understood it, that Jeff Farver and Mike Littman would be the plaintiffs. Yeah.
Tuesday's hearing focused on the language of the initiative. Anchorage attorney Michael Gatti, legal counsel for the city of Sitka, argued that land disposal is an administrative, not legislative role. He called the initiative a, quote, scheme, saying it was poorly crafted and illegal. He also said it doesn't give enough information to voters who would be confused about what they are voting on. Gatti declined an interview, saying he does not comment on pending court decisions. Attorney for the plaintiffs, Joe Geldhoff from Juneau, says the initiative is not confusing. He says it simply asks that the public have a say in land disposal deals of $500,000 or more at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, just as it does in other municipal property sales of that magnitude.
Now, the great irony here is the current law already requires that for almost all land, and all Jeff and Michael want to do is make the land that's owned by the public out in Sawmill Cove follow the same rules. All they're saying is what's good for the goose is good for the gander. That old bromide about the sauce being good for the goose is good for the gander.
The city's attorneys pointed out that Sawmill Cove has a board that meets to discuss the intricacies of land deals, and the city assembly then votes on whether to approve the recommendations of the board. Gatti told the court some decisions are best left to the governing bodies, saying people could run for assembly if they wanted to be more involved. Jeff Farver, however, says citizens have a right to use the initiative process to change the way things are done.
I don't think everybody should have to run for assembly every time there's community outrage at some decisions being made. Yeah, I think the assembly should respond to it. Just because certain boards have been acting irresponsibly doesn't mean everybody else should run for assembly. So I think to act rationally using the initiative process to work this stuff out, I think, is appropriate.
Others argue if this initiative is passed as written, it could drastically affect economic development opportunities at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park. Grant Miller serves on the Sawmill Cove board, but he says he's not representing the board in speaking out on this issue. He says if everything has to go to a vote of the public, it undermines the point of having a board in the first place.
I think it's important that the community realizes that the development out at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park is going to be pretty critical to Sitka's economic future, and anything that happens that might impede that is problematic, and I think we should try to avoid impediments to that development. I think the initiative that is out now is hard for me to understand because that's exactly what it does.
Miller says Sawmill Cove Board has a strategic plan that they are getting ready to submit to the Assembly, showing which properties are going to be retained and which ones are for sale. He says the public should look at the plat and see the work the board is doing. He laid out a hypothetical idea and how the board would respond, say, to someone who wanted to start a marine haul-out business.
Our response is that we're not selling the waterfront property, but if you wanted to own some property there associated with a marine haul-out, that there were some upland properties available that you could use in conjunction with the marine haul-out that might be available for sale. And if that was had to go to a vote of the public, it would certainly be an impediment to somebody trying to develop that kind of a business out there. So that's the concern that I have.
Mike Littman says companies know how difficult it is to get the proper licenses to start businesses. He says he's been comparing it to the Delta Western fuel dock lease that has been in the works for over 2 years.
They still have a long ways to go on getting permits and getting city approval. So on a big construction project or a big enterprise, they're prepared to have delays. I think public approval of the deal is really an important part of the deal to prevent future problems.
The decision on whether the initiative will go to a public vote now lies with Superior Court Judge David George, who did not make a ruling Tuesday. SRG is also waiting for verification that the 600-plus signatures they turned in with the petition booklets are all certified voters. City Clerk Colleen Pellett assured the court the signatures could be verified in time for the election if the judge rules that the initiative should go to a ballot vote. For Raven News, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.